does it say about the context in which that was given? Or
it was given to the chief privy councillor and his a couple of the other privy councillors were along with a group of people. Dr. Sanya Tamasai.
Oh.
And also Dr. Chow was along, who's actually, I think he's now the chief privy councillor. The Privy Councillor is chief, they're the advisors to the King, and there's like a council of kind of like elders, really, in the culture. Dr. Sanya Thomasat was he was a law professor first, and then he was the head of Thammasat University is the rector of Thammasat. There's two big universities in Thailand. Thammasat is one, which is more like the law and commerce, something like that. And Chulalongkorn is more science oriented and bit more diverse, but both very, those are the top universities really, very difficult to get into. And so he was the rector of the university. And then when actually when Del's father was sent into exile after the military dictatorship fell apart, then the Dr. Sanya Thammasat was appointed Prime Minister, interim Prime Minister, to establish a democratic process, because it had been kind of a series of military dictators from the late 1940s through to early 70s. So it was 20 odd years of no democratic process. But highly respected. Dr. Chow was he had a PhD in engineering from MIT. He was the head of the State Railroad of Thailand, and then him to, and they're all Dhamma practitioners. They're very solid. Dr. Sanya was the head of the World Fellowship of Buddhists for many years, and when I first became abbot of Wat Nanachan, and I did it for a few years. We used to go down every month to teach at World Fellowship of Buddhists. Dr. Sanya, tremendous respect for Lopa Chana. He came up a couple times anyway, but they're very, he loves the Dhamma.
He seemed to have lots of knowledge about it. Did he ask
Tan Mongbok
permission?
Yes.
I bet.
Yes. Oh yeah. That group was like, I'm not sure. Because I was quite young, a young monk then. I just knew Dr. Sanya and Dr. Chow. I knew of them. The rest I didn't know. It was probably a group of 10 to 20 people. It was good because it was a woman I know was kind of tasked with, she was willing to help do some of the organizing, and we made it into something more practice oriented. Yeah, that was quite good.